enough, you can find beauty in the strangest places.
Which you will be entering, and it will be my star vehicle, so I need at least 3 crying scenes, 2 nervous breakdowns, and an uplifting speech where I take on the man.
A local contest to be judged by Martin Costamurus? He's my favorite director ever, my hero, my idol. I worship him in a healthy, respectful way, not a weird, creepy, stalking kind of way.
You're going to enter, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Tommy, we noticed your natural talent at the age of 37 months when you picked up your father's camera that he swore was a lemon and shot your first masterpiece, Creature from the Backyard, starring Spike.
I'm gonna enter.
Nobody do anything! Just stay put! According to my astrological charts, Mercury is retrograde or reverse or something. Point is, it's not going in the right direction.
Must be the hormones talking.
Great tomato peach bratwurst shish kebabs? This is dinner?
It was Dill's idea that we eat only foods with skins tonight.
Dad, I'm gonna need your button Gwinnett on this permission slip.
You mean my John Hancock?
He's old school. Gwinnett's the man. The only unidentified signature on the Declaration of Independence.
Good to know. So, what's it for? A field trip to the aquarium? Another trip to the zoo?
A trip to the vice principal's office.
What did you do, Dill?
Dunno. Pangborn wants to observe me. Thinks I'm what's that word I used again? Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Just waiting for my muse to contact me. I wonder how Marty C. figured out who he was as an artist. Maybe I'll direct a high-voltage international spy thriller.
I've got 5 seconds to detonate the missiles and to save the world! Oh, fair. How come you always get to detonate the missiles and save the world?
Musical.
Don't have the laser.
Nah. That's it. A murder mystery.
Don't be a chump, Chucky. I did the dirty work. It's up to you to get rid of the body.
What are you doing? Dead people don't get up and walk around.
They do if they have to pee.
Nah. Something brilliant will come to me.
We will have to mind meld in order to defeat the man from Earth.
Gross! You farted in here!
It was you, Lillian!
Nuh-uh, Philip! It's biologically impossible for girls to fart.
Cut! Take 5. Air out the suit.
Oh, how come I play in the whiny, boring human? I want to play the alien robot with a rotating head.
Tell you what, I'll kill you off in this movie, and bring you back as the alien robot in the sequel. Action! What is wrong with my lens?
It's a filter, bro. Not working for you, huh?
Do me a favor. Lose the dessert. Let's focus, people! And action!
I know you sabotaged the transport room on my spaceship.
And I did it all with my mind! You Earthlings are so primitive!
We'll have to destroy you, Earthling, cause you don't know what you're up against. It's
a choice.
Make another one. Still rolling.
Watch it, freak!
You watch it. Hey, you're wearing my half-human, half-alien glove.
You don't need it. You're playing a man.
Yeah, but you can't go in my room without permission to take junk.
You go in my room and snake stuff all the time.
I would go near.
People! I'm asking you as a friend and as an artist to please focus. This is an important opportunity for me. So get it together and let's make some cinema magic!
Deal? A little help, please?
Definitely a career high and my proudest moment to date. Earning my master's in early childhood psychology.
Sweeter than defeating the boulder?
Make that my second proudest moment. Feet off couch. I've been observing you, Pickles, and I must say I find your behavior disturbing.
Tell me more.
This past week, I've noticed you eating exclusively green foods, hopping to class on one foot, and wearing your clothes inside out. What does that tell you, son?
That you have a lot of free time on your hands?
This is a standard psychological Rorschach test. I show you an ink blot. You tell me what you see.
A Rorschach test.
Now, what do you see?
A medieval castle, hundreds of angry villagers, a raging moat, a fire-breathing dragon, and a honey-baked ham.
Mercury won't be forward for a few days, so expect the bizarro.
Take cover! He's gonna blow!
See that? That machine's usually as reliable as Howard's bi-monthly nosebleeds, and today, she dies! That tears it! It's too screwy a day for me. I am out of here. Even the temperature's wildly vacillating. One full road.
Say goodbye, Earthling!
Ow! That wasn't a stage throw, Kimmy. You were trying to hurt me!
Cut! Why can't you guys get through a scene without fighting?
Okay, we're moving on.
Next shot.
We have deprogrammed the specimen.
Shame on you bad aliens! As your beautiful and benevolent queen, I order you to release him!
Angelica! For the 100th time, say your lines as written!
Hello! How can I be loved by millions if I play an evil, nasty alien?
I want to play a nice alien! Nice! Now get back through your thick skull or I'm walking!
You're right. Oh, what was I thinking, casting you as the evil villain?
That better not be sarcasm.
Let's try the vaporizing asteroid scene again. And action!
I saw the report.
Our creator is not from here.
Oh, no, no, no. I need more angst. Depressed aliens are more artsy. From the top.
I saw the reports.
Our creator is not from here.
This is hopeless.
I wonder who's on the VIP list for Savannah's in crowd party. Oh, right. That would be me.
Oh, please. I'm on the TVIP list. Totally very important person. Everyone knows Savannah just wishes she could be me.
What's the matter? Afraid you'll miss the dummy bears?
I told you not to tell anyone, you big mouth.
I didn't. But maybe now I will!
Scale of 1 to 10. How mad would Mom be if I got a D+ on the math test?
10 being the highest? Gazillion 85.
But I wouldn't be caught dead at her stupid heart.
This is my movie.
So it'd be better for everyone involved if I changed my grade from a D+ to an A-.
This footage is real. It's true. It's life. Forget sci-fi. Cinema verite is my artistic calling.
I don't know. Kind of miss the aliens.
But I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I need to go so far under the surface, I'm over it. Imagine the raw footage I'd get if I secretly followed people around.
Hey, you can tape my sessions with Pangborn if you want.
Today, I said his wrestling costume was lame, and I made him cry. I'm there. Look out, Marty C. Tommy Pickles is in the house.
Hello. I wonder what Dill would be like if we never dropped him on his head.
Let's try a word association experiment. I'll say a word. You respond with the first thing that comes to mind. Hot.
Hot.
Cold.
Cool.
Stop it.
Stop it.
You're supposed to give me a new word, not the same one I gave you.
He asked me to say the first word that came to mind. And when you say hot, the first word I think of is, well, hot.
Get out. No session tomorrow. Instead, I want to see the people responsible for your existence.
It stuck.
No, it's not.
Well, guy doesn't seem to have a knack for it.
It's always important to encourage kids, even if they have no natural ability whatsoever.
This is gold. Pure gold. The genius keeps on coming.
No offense, Jazz, but I think my ears are bleeding.
The guy doesn't seem to have a knack for it.
It's always...
Ouch! That was wicked harsh.
They're just being honest.
In the privacy of their own backyards, they'll go aggro when they see their secrets exposed on the big screen.
You really think they'll be mad?
Well, yeah. But I love that you're risking lifelong friendships for your art. You are one brave little hombre.
I was so amped up about the movie, I didn't think about hurting people's feelings. Now, this raw stuff is so awesome, but it makes everyone look like a bunch of jerks. And if I show it in the contest, I'll be the last jerk standing.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Van Gogh. An artist so passionate, he cut off his own ear. Sure! The pain was incredible. Yes! He almost bled to death. And of course, he had trouble wearing earmuffs after that. But he knew he had to suffer for his art. So he did.
Oh, I thought he was just crazy.
I'll conclude with one last crunchy nugget. An artist's gotta do what an artist's gotta do.
And what's that?
I don't know. That's all I got.
I need to see the tape now. I have to make sure I was lit properly. Get out of the way, freak, or I'll move you out of the way.
Over my dead, lifeless corpse.
Everyone knows Savannah just wishes she could be me, but I wouldn't be caught dead at her stupid party.
Savannah can't see this. I'll never get an invite to the party I wouldn't be caught dead at.
Tommy Pickles is a dead man.
Just thought you'd want to see what Tommy the traitor shot. And this is tame compared to the rest of the tape.
You talk in your sleep, lame-o! Will you make disgusting noises when you eat?
I'm not usually that mean to you, am I?
What about me? I was all up in your face and everything.
I didn't think there was anything worse than Angelica singing. Until I saw her act.
I told Kimmy that in confidence. I'm sorry, Angelica. I said it because you're jealous of me. I know. Who isn't?
Now that I see it on tape, changing a grade almost seems illegal.
If it gets out that I watched the Dummy Bears...
What about Phil and me? This is an outrage!
It's defamation of character! I say we sue so this thing never sees the light of day.
Yeah!
Chucky, don't you care that Tommy taped people dissing your drumming?
Oh, I hate the drums. I only took it up because Dad wanted me to.
What, are we lame or something? Let's destroy the stupid tape! You betrayed us!
Don't forget, humiliated us.
How can you even think about showing this?
You'll be hearing from my lawyer.
You're bad?
play dirty. Destroy that type or I'll have your head, Pickles!
But this is my art, my passion!
Then you better take good care of this stupid camera, because it's the only friend you've got. Today, Susie.
Angelica being nice? If that ain't proof things are out of whack, nothing is!
Just admit you didn't get invited to Savannah's party so you can stop being nice to me.
Okay, I'm not on the VIP list. I didn't even get invited. And as far as I know, Savannah doesn't want to be me. You're happy now!
Just so I know, I'm getting the freeze, right?
Right, so keep it up, Finster. There's plenty of ice to go around.
I think you did the right thing. Mom's still gonna kill you, but you did the right thing.
Will Mr. Sargentino please report to the office? That is all.
Boy, now I know how Van Gogh felt. The emotional pain of my friends hating my guts must be as bad as the physical pain of cutting an ear off, don't you think?
It's close. But the ear thing? Man, that smarts.
Let me bottom line it for you. I think Dill would benefit from some aggressive, hands-on counseling.
We weren't aware until yesterday he was having any kind of counseling.
But we're completely fine with it.
Dill is a very interesting kid, but he's just a little too interesting for his own good. But a few weeks with me, and I assure you he'll be just like a functioning member of society.
What you're saying is, with your help, Dill can be like every other generic, homogenous kid without an original thought in his head?
Well,
Now you listen to me, mister. Just because my Dill sees the world differently, you want to change him? Well, shame on you. He is a one of a kind, an original whose individuality should be encouraged. In fact, if everyone was more like Dill, the world would be a better, more interesting place to live in.
Just for the record, my wife was the one yelling, not me.
I'm in a lose-lose situation here, Marty. I sell out and soften everything in my movie, or surrender the honesty and lose my friends. What am I supposed to do?
You'll have plenty of time to sell out later on, when you have a hefty mortgage on your country house and massive repair bills from that German car you just had to have. Right now, be true to your vision. And just remember, there's more to truth than one moment captured on film. It's all the truths, past and present, that have brought you to that moment.
I know what to do! I'm a little concerned that I just had a conversation with a poster, but I'll worry about that later. Right now, I've got a film to cut!
The raffle winner is number 623!
Yes! That's not me! I didn't win! I never win anything! This means Mercury's officially out of reverse!
Woohoo! Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Costamaris! That was Ed Wu's Swan Bites Dog. And our last film, by Tommy Pickles, is entitled The Days Before a Day in the Life of My Friends.
Good luck, Tommy.
What's the matter, afraid you'll miss the dummy bears?
I told you not to tell anyone, you big mouth.
I didn't, but maybe now I will.
Sorry I yelled at you.
Me too. And you can have my half-human, half-alien glove if you want.
I want to play a nice alien! Nice! Now get that through your thick skull or I'm walking! Turn that stupid camera on, Pickles!
hard to believe. You're much nicer now than you used to be.
Would be like if we never dropped him on his head.
Mom, Dad, you don't think I'm one bump short of a candelabra, do you?
Honey, you're the brightest candelabra in the store.
Jeedy, I guess this is worse than when they broke your faux antique Prussian vase, huh?
Don't worry, Betty. Personally, I think it's genetic. From Stu's side of the family, of course.
There goes 9 years of guilt up the aisle. Backwards.
Hey, Pickles. I owe you an apology. Maybe being odd isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I'm gonna miss our little one-on-ones, but I'll stop by now and again to check up on you.
Please, don't.
I was just being polite.
Congratulations, Tommy.
Your movie was awesome. That's the only basket I ever made, and you got it on tape. Oh, friends for life. You and me, Tommy.
Me too.
Ditto.
Yeah, I guess it was touching, if you like that sort of thing.
You should have won. That Mad Cows from Planet Moo was a snorefest.
The way I see it, I still won.
Hello? Do you see a trophy? A medal? A ribbon?